Other health insurance concepts. First, owner's rights. The owner has all the rights in any policy, such as paying the premiums, making changes to a policy, and naming a beneficiary. Dependent children benefits. A lot of times we think of a dependent child as a young child, but some children are still dependent upon someone for their support even later on. So if a child needs to stay on your health plan, even after they reach a certain age like 18 or 21, proof of such dependency needs to be given to the insurer within 31 days. Beneficiary. Primary is first in line for a death benefit. Contingent is second in line, so that if a primary beneficiary had predeceased the insured, the contingent would be next in line. The way the beneficiary could be set up, the primary or the contingent, would be either revocable or irrevocable. If it is set up as revocable designation, that means that the policy owner can make any changes to that policy without having the permission of the beneficiary. However, if the beneficiary is set up as irrevocable, that means that the owner can only make changes to the policy with the written permission of the beneficiary. Mode of premium payment. The word mode means frequency. How often are premium payments made? The least expensive mode is an annual premium. The most expensive mode would be weekly for a health policy or monthly for a life policy. The coordination of benefits provision found in group plans, so that if a husband and wife are both covered under each other's plans at their respective jobs. The coordination of benefits provision does not mean that both plans will pay at the same time. It means that if the husband has a claim, his plan is primary. Once those benefits run out, then his wife's plan would pick up as the excess coverage or secondary coverage. And then same for her. Let's say they have the kids covered underneath both of their plans also. Well, now it comes down to what's called the birthday rule. Whichever parent's birthday is earlier in the year is the primary plan for the children. So it's not whoever's older, it's whichever parent's birthday is earlier in the year. Now, if both parents were born on the same day, then it goes to the gender rule. And that is where the men would be the primary plan for the kids. Occupational versus non-occupational coverage. With a disability policy, an individual disability policy could be written on an occupational basis, which it would cover you on or off the job, or a non-occupational basis, and it would cover you off the job only. However, group disability is only written on a non-occupational basis only. It will only cover you if you get hurt off the job. Because if you get hurt on the job, you have workers' compensation. Tax treatment of premiums and benefits of health insurance. First, let's talk about a personally owned health insurance policy. Premiums may be tax deductible, and there's a couple of instances where that could happen. One is self-employed persons. They are able to deduct the cost of their medical plan for them and their families. Also, the premiums may be tax deductible if all of the premiums that were paid on an individual plan plus all the unreimbursed medical expenses would exceed 7.5% of the insured's adjusted gross income. Then they could itemize on their taxes and deduct those premiums. Let's talk about benefits. Health benefits are not taxable. Employer-provided health insurance. Premiums paid by an employer are deductible as a business expense for the employer. And then health benefits and group plans are not taxable. So make sure you understand the concept that your health benefits are not taxable. Personally owned disability policies, premiums are paid with after-tax dollars, and any benefits would be received are not taxable. Now, group disability. We need to know who pays the premiums on that group disability policy to know how would a benefit be taxed. So some terminology to be familiar with is it a non-contributory plan? In a non-contributory plan, that means that the employer pays all of the premiums on that disability plan. Well, the employer deducts those premiums as a business expense as part of running their business. However, any benefits that the employee would receive if they became disabled and start getting a benefit check, they would be fully taxable. So in a non-contributory, the benefits are taxable to the employee. What if it were fully contributory? Fully contributory means that the employee pays all of the premiums on that group disability plan. Well, if the employee pays all of the premiums, those premiums are paid with after-tax dollars, but if they become disabled, any benefit they would receive would be tax-free. How about if it's partially contributory, which means the employer pays some of the premium and the employee pays some of the premium? Well, to know how the benefit would be taxed, you need to know who paid the premium. So if the question asks which portion of the benefit would be taxable to the employee in a partially contributory plan, the way they stated on your test would be the portion of the benefit attributable to the employer's premium is taxable to the employee. Which portion of the benefit would be tax-free? The portion of the benefit attributable to the employee's paid premium would be tax-free. Total disability. The definition of total disability on what is it that's going to make you totally disabled in the eyes of the insurance company. One definition is an own occupation definition, where if you can't do your own job, then they would say you are totally disabled. You still might be able to go and do something else, but if you just can't do your own job, then they say you're totally disabled. The own occupation definition is the more liberal of these two definitions, and it would provide the broader of the two coverages. Because the other definition is an any occupation definition. Now, if the disability policy uses an any occupation definition for disability, that means you must not be able to do any job. And that's not any job on earth, it's any job for which you're suited because of your education, training, or experience. So you really must be disabled and not be able to do anything for this type of disability policy to pay. The any occupation definition is the more strict of these two definitions. Now, partial disability definition means that if after recovering from a total disability, you go back to work, but you can't work full time yet, then you would still receive 50% of your prior disability benefit. So know the partial disability benefit is 50% of what you were receiving before. Because next is a residual disability policy. This is a type of disability policy which will help make up for a loss of earnings once you go back to work after recovering from a total disability, but you still can't work full time yet. To help make up for a loss of earnings, they need to know what were you earning prior to your disability and what are you earning now, and it will help make up for that loss of earnings. Managed care plans. Your HMOs, PPOs, and POS plans were all managed care plans. Here are the characteristics they all have in common. First, they have a controlled access of providers. They offer comprehensive case management through a pre-certification review or concurrent review. Managed care plans are all about preventive care. Managed care plans also have risk sharing, whether that be a co-payment through an HMO or your co-insurance through your PPO. And then managed care plans offer high quality care. Next is workers' compensation. what you need to know about workers' compensation. Premiums are paid by the employer, and the benefits with workers' compensation are provided by the state. They are not provided by insurance companies. The four different types of workers' compensation benefits are medical, income, death, and rehabilitation. And lastly, we have subrogation. Subrogation is just a legal process that gives the insurer the right to collect from a third party who may have caused a loss. Through subrogation, the insured is not allowed to collect twice. It's just allowing the insurer to recoup some of the money they had already paid out. That's it for this chapter, and good luck on your test.